This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, at the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
The inmates have taken over the asylum.
The reason that we are here is because the first ever Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference is happening tomorrow, Friday, December the 1st. It's not started yet, and it's only a one-day event, so if you have time to get to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and you're not doing anything tomorrow, definitely come up. It should be a wonderful event. I know I'm looking forward to it, and not just because I'm on a panel. I was looking forward to it even before I wound up getting on panel.
It's about time. I mean, considering that New Hampshire is ground zero for, you know, basically digital blockchain, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency technology, meaning that we have here, in fact, we were just talking with two customers in the store here at the Free State Bitcoin Shop about the world famous Bitcoin tours, they're calling it here in Portsmouth, where there are more than a dozen downtown businesses that are accepting Bitcoin and or Dash as cryptocurrencies at the point of sale. We've got out in Keene, like, probably close to a dozen. I'm not sure exactly how many bricks and mortar businesses we have there, because there's also online businesses based in Keene that take it. But anyway, we've been competing with Portsmouth to have the highest concentration of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency accepting businesses anywhere in the world. That was my claim about Keene, and I think Portsmouth recently eclipsed Keene, and they got recognized for that in a news.bitcoin.com article. And so now here we are in the heart of downtown Portsmouth, broadcasting from the Bitcoin Shop, the Free State Bitcoin Shop, which we haven't plugged their website. It's freestatebitcoin.com is where you can go to check it out online, but there's nothing quite compares to coming in here in real life. And when Derek J. comes back, he walked out the door a couple of segments ago as we were in the middle of the segment, and he locked the door. And then during one of the segments in the last hour, somebody was coming up trying to get in, and Daryl, you were trying to beckon him in, but I knew the door was locked. You didn't see Derek
leave. I didn't see him. No, I saw him leave.
You didn't see him lock the door.
I didn't see him lock the door.
And so you're beckoning the guy in. I'm like, Daryl, it's locked, so you actually went up and let him in, so now technically, as I said, the inmates are running the asylum here, and we're actually the store's open. No one's here to actually do any customer service, so we've actually stopped during the show, stopped down and kind of talking with the customers. Right. Turns out the last three customers that walked in are all here for the conference.
Yeah, right. And
two of them were sponsors of the conference.
Right. Here's a little secret. I've never been to a Bitcoin conference.
Really?
Before. This is my first one.
You've been to a billion libertarian conferences.
Me too.
Right.
Same thing. Many, many, many liberty conferences, never a cryptocurrency specific.
Well, like I said, it's about damn time, considering the amount of Bitcoin action happening in New Hampshire. Somebody finally, in this case Bruce Fenton, finally threw a conference
here. Recent mover to New Hampshire.
This year, yeah, he moved up here, long time planning to move, but he actually made the move. We talked to him recently at the Texas Bitcoin
Conference.
And
I'm fairly certain we'll have him on the show tomorrow.
Of course we will.
Unless he's busy running around making sure that his conference runs smoothly.
I think he's the kind of guy who's going to have people for that sort of thing.
Good.
But you know, we'll definitely drag him over and talk to him tomorrow. But yeah, it's about time it's happening in New Hampshire. I think this is going to be a great opportunity to show off how awesome it is here to anybody who's come up. The people that have walked in, some of them have been from as far away as Philadelphia already.
Right. Two of them from Philly, one from Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, so who knows what the furthest away attendee will be, but regardless, the people, not just at the conference, but on the listening to us on the radio, you need to know that New Hampshire is really the destination for people who are into cryptocurrency. This is the place where not only can you spend it in real life, not only, you know, Will, you've got some construction work done for cryptocurrency, but also like mom and pop retail stores are taking it in Portsmouth and Keene very heavily. We're going to see more of that hopefully coming soon. We're rolling out a big ad campaign next month for Dash and other crypto in the Keene area. And it's just so exciting because if we can get, you know, we know the libertarians have been moving here, but we need to get the libertarian crypto geeks to move here as well.
Are there any are there any other functional cryptocurrency charities in the New Hampshire area besides the Malik Center?
Crypto charities? I think probably Shire Sharing.
Free State Project, you know, they're a 501 something something. They take crypto.
Are they? But do they do charity work? See, I'm not asking like, are you a 50? Are you a nonprofit? But can you give crypto to a group and then you know that cryptocurrency will go to buy a coat for a homeless person or give a cup of coffee to a man who's freezing to death on a street corner?
I would say probably Shire Sharing.
Yeah, Shire Sharing
is the only one that I'm aware of.
I'm working on the ACLU, but they're not there yet. So I actually just sent them an email yesterday like, it's over 10,000. You might want to think about doing this soon, because I asked them about it back in October, and so the price has more than doubled in the time frame since I was willing to like join with a Bitcoin membership if they would just start taking it. So they're thinking about it. They're close. Hopefully, going to get close sometime soon. Anyway, so here we are. The Free State Bitcoin Conference starts up tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting from that event. But for right now, we were talking about smartphones.
Yeah, and
addiction.
That there's a report coming out from some neurological something
the
another.
Radiological Society of North America. They sent out a press release about a study.
They did an MRS, which is similar to an MRI.
Correct. But it measures brain chemistry.
Only had 19 people.
19 young people, mean age 15.5, including 9 males, 10 females, diagnosed with internet or smartphone addiction, and 19 gender and age-matched healthy controls.
38 people total.
You can be diagnosed, like medically, clinically diagnosed with internet
addiction? Yeah.
Oh my. Jeez.
Well, there's a definition of addiction. If you do a certain thing for, you know, a certain amount of time and it negatively impacts the rest of your life, that is technically an addiction.
Well, right, like if you're not paying the rent, you're not going to work on time.
You're 15 years old. How are they even measuring that it's an addiction?
You're not going to school. You're not doing your homework. You're not doing chores that mom and dad
say
you're supposed to.
So they all have truancy records, is what you're saying.
Well, we don't know about that. But 12 of the addicted youth received 9 weeks of cognitive behavioral therapy, modified from a cognitive therapy program for gaming addiction, as part of the study. Researchers used standard internet and smartphone addiction tests to measure the severity of internet addiction. Questions focused on the extent to which internet and smartphone use affects daily routines, social life, productivity, sleeping patterns, and feelings. And as we learned from another article about teenagers these days, what we learned was that teenagers are spending so much time on their phones and on social media that they're actually not hanging out. They're not like, when we were growing up, people would go out, they'd go to the mall, they'd go over to their friend's house. Even if they were inside, they were usually going to a friend's house to hang out.
They are hanging out, though.
They're not hanging out
in physical space.
They're different, though.
But they're still interacting. When you go to these things, they still talk to each other.
It's not the same, though, is it?
They're not touching each other. The church crowd would be loving this whole thing. Is like, oh, so our
they're
kids,
not around each other.
Exactly. Our kids can now interact with each other, and we don't have to worry about them sleeping with each other when we're not watching.
That's true. Sex is also down. Teenage sex was down, drinking is down, like all these bad things that, you know, have been complained about with teenagers for a long time, they're all down.
So let's complain about the computer. So since we don't have those things to complain and fearmonger about,
they're not driving.
Let's do it about phones and the internet.
So
instead.
Something interesting, and there's definitely more to this, but I read an article recently, and I actually heard this discussed on a wrestling podcast of all things, where if you set the color scheme of your phone to grayscale, it makes the phone less interesting, and so you then spend about 80% less time on the phone.
Really?
Because it's not as interesting to look at because it's all grayscale. It's all shades of gray.
I can't imagine
it's
that's
not
true.
Rainbow colors.
Because what I've found
we'll jump into it. We'll jump into it and definitely learn more about the Free State Bitcoin Shop here on Free Talk Live, live from Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live from the Free State Bitcoin Shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Why are we in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, you might be asking yourself?
Bitcoins.
Definitely because of Bitcoin.
Crypto.
Because the December 1st, which is tomorrow, is the day for the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference. I'm on a panel. Chris Reitman, who is normally here on Thursday nights, he's giving a speech.
I'm looking forward to that. I think he's going to have some interesting things to say.
And I'm looking forward to my first ever Bitcoin conference.
Yeah. And Will Coley's first ever.
Mine as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how many I've been to.
In studio, it's Daryl, Ian, and Will. And we're talking about smartphone addiction. And, you know, I'm reminded of the Onion spoof about people spending like 90% of their time staring at glowing rectangles.
Right.
And then the guy gets distracted by a glowing rectangle during the
spoof,
report.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely hilarious. But the study here done by the Radiological Society.
In this case, the study was done. This is the study was done in South Korea by a Korean university in Seoul.
But
the Radiological Society of North America is releasing information about that study. They studied 19 young people who are addicted and 19 people who are apparently not addicted
to
smartphones.
So they had the control and the test subjects,
right,
which is definitely scientifically sound. Again, the only qualm that I have here is that it's such a small number of subjects.
It is a small sample size.
So it's not something to where a large segment of the scientific community will look at it and say, yep, this is a scientifically sound
It may have been scientifically sound in that they had a control group and they might have done it accurately as far as like science is concerned, but
with
not,
such a small sample,
size, it can't really be extrapolated to much.
Right, and it's like a lot of the studies, and we'll definitely get back into this, but it's like a lot of the studies that various companies have done on medical benefits of cannabis, to where the FDA says that's not a scientifically acceptable study because you're sample size was so small, but we're not allowing you to do any studies that we would accept as scientifically accurate.
Well, they are now, thankfully. The FDA is allowing larger studies on things like MDMA, and they had to start small in order to get there. But anyway, let's talk about what they say they found here. So they asked questions from standardized internet and smartphone addiction tests to measure the severity of the addiction. They focused on the extent to which internet and smartphone use affects daily routines, social life, productivity, sleeping patterns, and feelings. Dr. Seo said the higher the score, the more severe the addiction. He reported that the addicted teenagers had significantly higher scores in depression, anxiety, insomnia, severity, and impulsivity.
That's insomnia severity, so the severity of the insomnia.
Correct.
And, there are, I guess scientific things that back up if you're using your smartphone close to when you go to bed because of the colors and the light
brightness
and whatnot, it does affect your ability to fall asleep more quickly. And a lot of people will also sleep with the phone right next to them.
I do.
Let me check Facebook one more time before I go to bed. let me clear off all of my notifications. I do this, so I'm not just talking at people.
Right.
I want to have no notifications before I go to bed.
Because they'll be there when you wake up. So the researchers, so one of the things I wanted to say here was that this is a chicken or the egg question too, though, right? So if what they're saying is that the addicted teenagers had higher scores of depression, anxiety, etc., are they trying to fill the void in their life with the smartphone, and they already had the depression or were likely to have it, and that's why they are so addicted to their smartphone? Or did getting on the smartphone actually make their depression worse or create the depression in the first place?
Or did Facebook goof with their algorithm and they were one of those subjects that Facebook just wanted to make depressed to see if they could make people depressed, and Facebook came out and said, we're manipulating algorithms to see if we can make people happy or sad. So, yeah, it's totally one of those chicken or egg sort of things, but the fact that it seems to be more prevalent in those people that have the smartphone addictions. So. Will, you were going to say something?
I'd like to see the study on that. The, like, how many people are now suffering from clinical depression because Facebook thought it would be cool to see if they could give people depression?
Right. And, you know, we also know it's not just smartphone addiction. There are all kinds of addiction to where people that have an addiction tend to have these higher rates of depression. And right. A lot of times it is they're trying to find something to fill that void.
You're addicted to drugs because you hate your life in a lot of cases.
Right. Yeah. And why do you hate your life? Well, because X, Y, Z, and then you want to feel that. You know, you want to fill that void.
Or the researchers performed MRS exams on the addicted youth prior to and following behavioral therapy and a single MRS study on the control patients to measure levels of gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, G-A-B-A, a neurotransmitter in the brain that inhibits or slows down brain signals, and glutamate-glutamine, GLX, a neurotransmitter that causes neurons to become more electrically excited. Previous studies have found GABA to be involved in vision and motor control, and the regulation of various brain functions, including anxiety. The results of the MRS revealed that, compared to healthy controls, the ratio of GABA to GLX was significantly increased in the anterior cingulate cortex of smartphone and internet-addicted youth prior to the therapy.
Prior to therapy. Now, correct. I wonder what happened after the therapy.
Dr. Sho said the ratios of GABA to creatine and GABA to glutamate were significantly correlated to clinical scales of internet and smartphone addictions, depression, and anxiety. Having too much GABA can result in a number of side effects, including drowsiness and anxiety. More study is needed to understand the clinical implications of the findings, but the doctor believes that the increased GABA in the anterior cingulate gyrus in internet and smartphone addiction may be related to the loss of integration and regulation of processing in the cognitive and emotional neural network. So they're saying here there's a loss of integration and regulation of processing. That sounds bad, but I don't know exactly what that means.
It definitely does sound bad. Whenever there's a loss of something in the brain, that's generally not a good thing.
The good news, though, is that GABA to GLX ratios in the addicted youth significantly decreased or normalized after cognitive behavioral therapy. So that means that this is maybe a temporary condition, meaning that
it's not a permanent rewiring of the brain.
Right. That's what they're saying here. And again, small study. Take from that what you will. The doctor said the increased GABA levels and disrupted balance between GABA and glutamate and in the anterior cingulate cortex may contribute to our understanding of the pathophysiology and of treatment for addictions.
Now, this is interesting that they're saying that this might wind up helping them treat all addictions, just smartphone addictions.
That's what they're saying here.
This is Free Talk Live, live from the Free State Bitcoin Shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Still time for you to come out for the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference on Friday, December the 1st. Remember, it's only a one-day event, but there's still time for you to show up. This is Free Talk Live.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, inside the Free State Bitcoin Shop. And we've got Derek Jay, who's one of the proprietors. Right. He hopefully will be sitting in with us the rest of the show. Say hello, Derek.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, I turned his mic down. I'm so sorry.
Try again.
We're in Bitcoin Village, Daryl.
Bitcoin,
I don't know about this Portsmouth Village stuff, but...
Well, that's what the normies call it.
Everyone calls it Bitcoin Village. You're just late to the party.
You don't live here. You don't know. Right?
Yeah. There are lots of things I don't know. There are the things that I know I don't know and the things that I don't know that I don't know.
Yeah, so we're in a place where people get educated about cryptocurrency. There are books here on programming, so if people even want to make their own coins, they can learn how to do that. Kids come in here asking how to mine Dogecoin and see even if they can spend it here, which they absolutely can.
Yeah.
Doge pillows are our number one bestseller, and the only way to get them is with Dogecoin.
No way, really?
The only way.
You won't take Dash?
We have to have some kind of restriction. They're going to fly off the shelves.
I used to take Dash.
I loved when we first got here, Will asked, hey, where's your bathroom? And you said, through the Doge and to the left, because you've got a big Doge tapestry sort of thing hanging up.
Shh, it's a secret. What's behind the Doge?
Pay no attention to the man behind the Doge.
Yeah. Let's talk about the store. It is very small. I don't know how many square feet it is. What, like 200 square feet?
We're not too small. There's enough room for us all in here.
Yeah, enough room for us.
And people can walk around us. Yeah. We're in the middle of the store. Literally the middle of the store.
It's adorable. And
there's the word you're looking for. Not small, quaint.
It's in what's known as the Bridge District.
Right across from the bridge.
So you can see the bridge to Maine from the front door of the store. You can see the water. That is the river that leads out to the Atlantic
Ocean.
It's
an incredible location, and right in the heart of downtown Portsmouth, a.k.a. the world-famous Bitcoin Tour, Bitcoin Village. It's been open since August, I believe it was, late July, early
August? Yeah, that's correct.
So now you're a solid 3-4 months into this thing.
Is that all? Wow. Right? It feels like we've been here a long time. You know, we're an establishment now.
But before we get into some of that, I can see right behind Will's head from where I'm sitting, you've got a sign that says coffee 0.01, water 0.005.
Yeah.
Is that, I can buy a cup of coffee for a penny? I can buy a bottle of water for half a penny? Like,
it's funny, you know, a lot of people ask that. That's probably the most asked about sign in the store because they see the prices, and people expect to see a price list posted somewhere, a cup of coffee, maybe a dollar or two.
Right.
Water should be about the same. But when they see 0.005, it's like, there's too many zeros in there. What's going on here? Yeah, those are in Dash prices.
Oh, Dash. Ah, okay. Yeah. We were trying to figure out because Ian said when they opened back in August, I wouldn't have bought a cup of coffee for 0.01 Bitcoin. That's just absolutely ridiculous, but it doesn't
mention $30
a currency.
Yeah, and nor would it have made any sense with the fees being what they are.
Right.
Because if you're trying to buy a cup of coffee, adding a whole other cup of coffee on top of it just to send the payment along
or
doesn't
more.
Make any sense. Right, yeah. So it's Dash only for the coffee and the premium sparkling water.
Okay, because Will was actually looking for coffee earlier, and then as soon as he left, we noticed the coffee sign. And
yeah,
like,
that's right.
We have it here.
And I noticed you've got a Keurig, which means you didn't smash it because Sean Hannity said a thing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's all about something about
way
Trump
over my head.
Whatever.
Oh, everybody got mad because of Ron, the child molester Moore, or whatever his
name. Roy Moore.
Roy the pedo Moore, and... something was said about coffee or something.
Keurig, like, pulled out of being a sponsor of Sean Hannity's show because Hannity...
Boring.
Who cares about this? Disavow Roy Moore.
So, you got things were... Maybe there was a little bit of heat in the studio right before we started the segment. Derek, you were kind of taking Will to task for not paying for his coffee with cryptocurrency when he has cryptocurrency.
Yeah. And advocates for it.
And he walked
and
in.
And wants the value of cryptocurrency to go up, I assume.
And he walked into
but doesn't want to use it.
Yeah, he went into Fezziwigs, was it, I believe
yeah,
it was?
Yeah.
Went into a local business that
which prefers Dash and Bitcoin.
Another quaint little shop around here.
And you could have paid with it, but you didn't. And Derek, you said...
And they asked for it, actually. They said, you know, we would like to take it.
No, she said, we accept that. And I was like, I'd rather buy it.
Yeah.
Well, you bought it with dollars. You would have bought it. You could have bought it with Dash. And what you said just before we started the segment, Derek, was that it's an insult to give somebody the U.S. dollar, which is a much worthless piece of currency than cryptocurrency.
If you believe it's worth less, and you believe you're getting a value in the coffee that you're being handed,
but
then I think it's insulting to give someone something you think is valueless.
But isn't this sort of Gresham law sort of in practice?
Okay, but I'm talking about morality. I'm saying if you think that the world should be value for value exchanges, and I do, I want to offer people something of value in exchange for something I value. I don't want to give them something I think is bad. You know, and as an evangelist for Bitcoin, as someone who wants to forge a new world where we have voluntary exchange, voluntary money, it's my job. It's incumbent upon me to explain to people why I believe this is better money and to help them learn to use it.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. But you are going against Gresham's law, right? Like, for people like us, we're evangelists. We're willing to consciously go against Gresham's law. And Gresham's law, for listeners that aren't familiar, is the idea that old money or bad money, money that is not so great, is right. more likely to be spent by an individual. If you have some money that's not as great as the other money that you have, so in this case, dollars, not as great as cryptocurrency,
or the gold average person, and silver coins,
or whatever, the average person, given the choice, is going to, if both are accepted by the person that they're looking to buy from, given the choice, they're going to spend the stuff that is not as good. They're
yeah.
going to spend.
Well, I think that's wrong. I think that's taking advantage of them.
It's an interesting viewpoint. What do you have to say to defend yourself?
I don't want a $60 cup of coffee.
Wait, $60? What do you mean?
It would only be like $250.
I own like a $300 T-shirt. You know that when I bought it, it was $12, $14.
Mm-hmm.
Now today, it's a $300 T-shirt and has holes in it.
Right. So the Nautibus is worth like $20,000 based on the two Bitcoin that I cashed out to buy that.
You're saying later on. So when you paid, when you had cryptocurrency that you bought something with before, you look later on at what you could have if you'd held the cryptocurrency.
It's like the $100 million
pin. You could say that you just bought a $5 car. Because someone who bought $5 worth of Bitcoin and now today it's worth enough to buy a car, you're saying you got a $5 car. You could look at it exactly in the opposite direction.
Right.
Well, I just put $100 in to get the dash out, so it's still 100 is 100 is 100, but when that dash goes up, it will be a much more expensive cup of coffee.
Well, why should Dash go up at all if people aren't going to use it?
Aren't going to use it.
Same reason why Bitcoin's going up astronomically when people have stopped using it.
Okay, but
because of the transaction
fees. But can that keep going forever?
Yeah, if people don't turn around and use money in exchange for goods and services, then it's no longer money. And
right,
if people are
right.
getting Bitcoin because it's money, but people stop using it as a medium of exchange, well, then it stops being valuable.
I don't really see Bitcoin as money
anymore. It doesn't stop being valuable. It just
well,
stops
it can't
being
be exchanged
money.
For anything.
I tend to agree with Derek on this, that I think that Bitcoin is less valuable as far as in a medium of exchange, and I think that the less it's used, the more
right, but
it's going to hurt.
Something being less valuable as a medium of exchange and something not being valuable are two different
yeah.
things. If
but
I have a 5-pound block of
valuable
gold,
as a medium of exchange,
if I have a 5-pound block
valuable.
Of gold, that's not easily used as a medium of exchange.
But Bitcoin
but
isn't gold or diamonds.
Gold
it's
is
supposed
still
to
valuable.
Be money. Bitcoin isn't a thing. It's supposed to be money.
Right.
And it's no
but
longer
it's no
useful
longer
as money.
Money. It's no longer
that's
useful
a problem.
As money.
But so Dash what? Is, but right. some people don't want to use it,
right.
even when they have
so
it.
So you wouldn't spend the Dash that you have, because, again, you're hoping it's going to go up in value. I want to keep talking about this, because
yeah.
this is a big issue that a lot of people who have cryptocurrency are not spending it. It's a big problem.
Right, and we call those people hodlers, because some guy on a forum misspelled the word hold. We'll continue with this. Here from the Free State Bitcoin Shop, this is Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first
for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the final segment of the episode here on the first night of two in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Bitcoin Village.
Yeah, that's right.
Derek J. from the Free State Bitcoin Shop has joined us. And you might be on tomorrow while we're at the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets.
Are you going? I'll fight for that microphone.
Okay, you're going.
Yeah.
Good.
Of course I'm going.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to run the store.
Nah, we're bringing the store over to the conference.
Ah. Right. Excellent. And I'm excited. Again, it's my first Bitcoin conference. Derek, how many have you been to?
Too many.
You've been to more than several. You can count. Will, you're also a Bitcoin conference virgin.
Newbies.
Really?
Noobs.
So, yeah, it's going to definitely be interesting and exciting. And, again, if you're anywhere near New England and can make it out to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, before the conference ends at, like, 4 o'clock tomorrow, definitely come on out. BlockchainNH.com is where you can learn more about the conference. But right now we're talking with Derek J., who former co-host of Free Talk Live.
You may know him from Victimless Crime Spree.
Yes.
No, shockingly, some people do. We sell the DVD
really?
Here in the store.
And good. You've sold some.
Yeah, we sell them.
We come in and like
sold one just
you.
This week.
We still miss Flaming Freedom, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, yeah.
We were out here, 6 weeks ago? Month and a half?
No,
2 months,
like 3 months ago. 2.5, 3 months ago.
Yeah, but we just opened the grand opening.
It was September.
Yeah.
When we were here.
September, okay.
We had been open a month.
I didn't realize it had been that long
ago.
It's
been that long. Yeah. It was still summertime.
I guess I've been busy just running a lot. But we were out here for the five-year anniversary showing of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. There was a wonderful presentation and Q&A afterwards.
Yeah.
That's up on YouTube?
It is. Yes. Cool. If you missed it, you can totally go check that out.
Yeah, you can check that out. And I guess in five more years, we'll have a 10-year anniversary showing.
Let's keep doing it.
And hopefully all of the concessions will be sold in Bitcoin and Dash and other cryptos.
And they are at that theater.
Yeah. And maybe Will Coley will actually use some of his crypto to purchase concessions.
It's not just Will.
This is a big problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, man, I love cryptocurrency. This is the greatest thing. You know, people are going to use this in the future. And you're like, you know, you could use it now.
But we're
like,
oh, I don't want
to
do that.
It's got to do with when people got involved. So, like, if somebody got involved heavily or made a big investment in Bitcoin back in, like, 2013 or 2012 when Bitcoin was a new thing and it wasn't worth a whole lot of money, and now, like, they have made, like, your $10 investment's now worth $10,000. Those people, I think people who made those investments then freely use their cryptocurrency a lot more than someone like myself who got into cryptocurrency late in the game, who couldn't...
No way, man. I was using it when it was $3, when it was $5,
exactly.
When it was $10. No, I was using it. I'm saying I was spending it. I wasn't saying like, oh, well, I got this for a little less, so I don't want to use this.
Well, no, what I'm saying is like, you've been in the game a lot longer.
But it's only because of people like me and the $10,000 pizza or whatever, the 10,000 Bitcoin pizza, that Bitcoin had any value at all.
That was one of the points that was made in a Reason.com article that just came out this week. It's a huge article, by the way. If you haven't seen it, it's really good. Brian Doherty wrote it, and he did a lot of research, talked to a lot of the people in New Hampshire about cryptocurrency, and he was looking for people who were wealthy on cryptocurrency, and a lot of people were bummed because they'd spent theirs in the past, but they didn't repurchase the stuff that they'd spent. And to me, that's the key aspect of it, is like... I want to keep buying more cryptocurrency, so when I spend it, I always get more coming back in. That way I don't have that issue of, oh, I'm going to run out or whatever, because some people were bummed because they spent their crypto. But one of them realized in the comment that he made was like, well, if I hadn't spent my crypto and no one else had spent the crypto, it wouldn't be worth anything. And that's what you're saying here.
That's what I'm saying. And also... people who hold on to dollars so that they can buy Bitcoin are losing out. People who, if you really want to benefit big, go all crypto. Have only Bitcoin, and then it's not like, oh, I'm going to go buy on the dips and get some dollars. Like, all your dollars are trash. So just don't have them, and then you're going to win the whole time it goes up.
Unless
just spend Bitcoin. Well, it's going to. So... just have Bitcoin, use Bitcoin.
Well, except Bitcoin fees are pretty prohibitive.
Any crypto you want.
Which is another issue. It's like, I am a Bitcoin evangelist or a cryptocurrency evangelist now. Yeah. I used to be a Bitcoin evangelist, but it's getting harder and harder to actually introduce people to Bitcoin because of the fees, because I can't ask somebody to go in and get a cup of coffee for a $2 cup of coffee and then pay a $2 fee on top of that. Are you saying people should... ignore the fees and just spend anyway, or something besides Bitcoin?
Use crypto. I start people on Dash. Mm-hmm. Dash is a great place to start. You can put $5 in a machine, you know, or find someone who's got a little bit of Dash, and they'll send you some. It takes the fee is like 10 cents max. You know, and it's a great currency.
I typically see 1 cent fees on Dash. It's very, very
cool. Yeah, you have an Android wallet. Those tend to be better than the iOS wallet locks you in.
I thought Dash was doing some kind of thing to set the fee at a certain percent.
Supposedly at the hard fork, but I don't know when that's supposed to happen.
13's kind of all over the place, but they are still one of the best cryptocurrencies for beginners.
Yeah, so this is the issue, though, that we've got to get over, because... so we have Bitcoin meetups out in Keene, just like you do in Portsmouth, where we kind of go to different places. And I'm always shocked at how many of the Bitcoiners, not the newbies, because every now and then we get newbies coming in, but how many of the Bitcoiners will come in and pay with cash
at a forbidden place. We don't allow that at our cryptocurrency meetups. Seriously, you'll
shun
out.
Them? You'll shun the person?
You're not allowed to be a part of our group if you're not going to use cryptocurrency. That's what we're here for. And you have to pay your bill in crypto. Bring Dash or Bitcoin.
Damn.
And if you don't have it, bring cash and we'll help you. But you're going to use crypto if you're coming to a crypto meetup.
That's intense. Wow. So
I mean, what are we here for?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of what we've been doing recently is helping new people get a wallet, helping the new people figure out, you know, like where they can buy crypto, how to buy crypto, things of that sort. Yeah. But we're not going to say, oh, you don't have crypto, you go, you leave, you never come back.
I don't know if he's that harsh about it. But are you
put public pressure on someone who says, oh, why would I spend my Bitcoin when I've got these worthless dollars I'll just give the server who helped me for the last hour? Well, if you respect that server, the respectable thing to do is to give them something of value.
Tell me
if you don't have it, then bring silver.
Yeah, that server works. I used to be a server. That server works on tips. If you give me a Bitcoin tip that I can't use to pay my rent with,
yeah,
I'm going to be wicked upset with you.
I understand that about servers.
Because my landlord, well, I don't have one anymore. When I had a landlord, you know what my landlord doesn't accept? He doesn't accept compliments, and he doesn't accept cryptocurrency.
I have too much respect for people who serve me to give them something I know is worthless. And it's incumbent upon me to explain to them why I'm doing
this. To the average person, that piece of paper with $10 worth of Bitcoin, to them, that's worthless.
Who says it's $10 worth?
$5 worth or five?
I think I'll give them a lot more.
It could be $5,000 worth. If they live in Knoxville, Tennessee, where they don't have the ability to spend it anywhere, it's absolutely useless to them. And I'm saying this as a person who this time last year, if you'd have gave me that tip, I would have been upset. As much as I support cryptocurrency,
I gotta agree with Will on this.
You're hurting my ability to take care of my family if you just give me a $10 Bitcoin.
I can't
buy groceries with that. I can't pay my rent. I can't put gas in my car.
If you want a hospitality worker to take an interest in Bitcoin, the way I've been doing it is to give them the full tip in cash, and on top of that, I leave a Bitcoin tip. Well, I did. The site was down, and I think it's back up now. But anyway, I'll leave a Bitcoin tip on top of the regular cash tip, because if you don't tip cash, they're not even going to look at whatever it is else that you give them. But
they're going to cuss you in front of every server in the kitchen about, look what this
Bitcoin.
Oh, well, you should see how the servers in Portsmouth treat me, and we'll see about it.
All right.
I do one better. I have a real human conversation with the server who just treated me, and I explain to them why I want to use this better money. I ask them if they would like to take it, and if they have no interest in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, I leave them a substantial tip in silver.
Because I
have too much respect for them to give them something I know is worthless, and that's going to start a conversation in the back. I know it already has in some of the restaurants where I've gone. The manager says, oh, he tipped you in silver? Yeah. You want cash? I'll buy that from you.
Really?
He gives them cash right away. And people have come in here and they've received tips from me in silver. They come in and they say, I don't know what to do with this. I buy it with Dash. And I send them Dash, and they've got it, and they can spend it all around town.
Again, bro, this is in Portsmouth. This isn't in
Bitcoin Village.
This isn't in Gatlinburg.
This is where people actually use cryptocurrency.
This isn't Gatlinburg. This isn't Memphis. This isn't Detroit.
So if you're in those places and you like cryptocurrency, move here. This is where it's happening.
And, you know, I feel that this conversation needs to continue.
It's up to Derek. He's stuck with us. If you want to keep going, we can
If you
want to
keep
segment.
Going, we can do a
Let's pick
after
it up tomorrow.
Show.
We'll do it. We'll usually start tomorrow's show. With
All right.
It's fine.
Yeah, this conversation will continue tomorrow.
Right.
Here on Free Talk Live, again, live from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We're out here for the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference, and always online at freetalklive.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.